Good morning. I'm Darrell Gunter, your host for leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. I am so happy to have back my mentor, my sister, Emily Diane Gunter, who is here to talk about her latest book, which just came out, Guiding Genius, How to Identify and Nurture Your Child's Genius. Emily Diane, welcome back to the program. How are you doing today?
I am having so much fun thinking about what we're going to talk about.
All right. Well, I hope I get a couple questions in because I know you love to talk about it. So before we jump into your book, Guiding Genius, How to Identify and Nurture Your Child's Genius, could you share with our audience a little bit about yourself, your background, education, et cetera?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm the oldest, next to the oldest, of seven children who I help raise. And so I have always been a teacher. And they are my best teachers because the children teach you everything if you let them. And so I, raised my brothers and sisters, and I tutored them. My sister Charmaine would come into the bathroom with me every morning so we wouldn't disturb the rest of the family. And I would have her review my questions for me. And so I just now finding out that she was learning when I was learning.
Wow.
And so then my baby brother, oh, that's you.
That's me.
And it was so much fun raising my baby brother.
Spoiling me.
And spoiling him, yes. No, but I taught him, and he was a sponge. And he would ask me questions after questions, and I enjoyed answering the questions. But I realized something, that when I was answering, the answers were coming through me, not from me. And so therefore, I learned early with him that there's no way I could fail. And so then I went off to American University and to major in, I wanted to major in art, but my parents said, you're not using this money to major in art. And so you had to find something else. So I knew the next thing I was good at was math. So I majored in mathematical statistics. Little did I know that everybody was having a hard time with math and statistics, and they used me as their tutor. So I was teaching all through college, and then I became an engineer. And because I used my statistics degree to apply, and they said that, oh, well, we need women. And you are African American, and you have this science degree. Oh yeah, you want to be an engineer, don't you? And I was like, sure. And so, because I was a tinker with my father from when I was little. So, truth be told, I joined a community right out of college, and they needed a teacher. And I said, I volunteer. And so I started this school, and I had all these children in one classroom from kindergarten to six. And everybody said, you're going to teach them all again? I said, no, but yes. I said, because the older ones will assist with the younger ones. And when they're assisting, they will learn as they are teaching, you know. And so after 6 months, all of the children who had not been to any school, they had gone up to the sixth grade, all of them, even the kindergartners. And I was like, this is curious. I mean, how could this be? And then, they were reading, and they were reading kind of something like me, not well, because I loved math and I didn't like to read. And so when I started teaching them to read, I realized that we don't teach our children to read. We just expose them to the process. And their brain does the rest. And everybody said, how did you teach these little ones to read? I said, I didn't do it. You're teaching me about how learning happens. So basically, my education has always been, and even to this day, in our Urgenteek after school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working with kids. The kids are teaching me every day. There's never a day that goes by that they haven't taught me something. And I say to them, where have you been all my life? I've been needing to hear your advice since forever. And so with that, I realized that I don't have to try hard. Now, watch this. Your information, when people ask me a question, and this happened, started when I was young, people would ask me a question, and my gut, my intuition, my heart start to rumble and get excited, and I'd come up with answers that were excellent. It's like, this is coming through me. This is not coming from me. And when I wrote my first book, Super Learning, New Technology of Self-Empowerment, it was amazing that when I went back to reread that book as I was editing and writing new books, I didn't know this information then. This information came through me, not from me. And so therefore, when you realize that the information is coming through you, when you ask, if you don't ask, you don't get it.
Right.
So when you ask, you get all the answers. So when I started speaking with the African American woman on tour for 13 years, and people would always ask me questions, and I'd always have exceptional answers. And so I said, you know, this is so wonderful. How can I tell people how to do this? And so therefore that became my big question. How?
Right.
How do we really know what we know, put it together? And see, I had been mind mapping all along. Now, mind mapping, for those who don't know, is a process of putting your thoughts on paper in a circular fashion.
Do you have a sample you can put up on the screen?
Well, I have, that's my mind map.
Yes. There you go.
Right now, this is what I was going to fill in while I'm talking. But let me show you on here. I have books. I have books and books and books of, let me give you good examples, my best examples. I'm planning a gala. And I have books, this book of all the detail of what's going to be happening at this gala. And all this is can you see that?
I can.
And so, and it goes on and on. And so therefore, and everybody said, well, you have all these details for what's happening at the gala. How are you doing this? I said, I put them in these mind maps, and guess what? They find their way in my brain, and I'm putting them there for what I want. And as I put this information in my mind, it organizes it itself.
Nice. Very
and
nice.
And it blended this way, so I'm not forgetting anything. So what I'm doing now with these mind maps, as you see, it just goes on. I don't take regular notes. All I do is take these mind maps. Can you see these? Yes?
Yep.
And I'm putting them in an event planner right now. And that has been the joy of my life. It's like when I wrote my first book.
Now, what was the title of your first book, for those who don't know?
Super Learning 2000, The New Technologies of Self-Empowerment. And so basically I'm saying that you can empower yourself, with the techniques of breathing, music. Right before we started, I had my 432 hertz music playing. And when that music is playing, I go into the zone and I stay there until I'm done.
Right.
So, I stay there until I'm done.
Tell us about the title, Guiding Genius, How to Identify and Nurture Your Child's Genius.
Yes.
Why did you choose Guiding Genius?
Okay. The first title was How to Identify and Nurture Your Child's Genius.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I share all this information with Urgent Inc., with the staff I'm teaching, the children.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one staff meeting, I said, I'm getting ready to have another a subtitle for that called Guiding Genius. And Celia, my CEO, she was like, that's the title. And the other one is the subtitle. I was like, oh, okay. So that's how that switched. And Guiding Genius, because I'm talking about my children,
right,
who are now very successful, living their genius, living their best life, using their talents, and it's so wonderful. And
let me just add that the month of February is going to feature you and your other three children.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because they could specifically tell you how they've used their genius to be where they are today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let them do that because I'm very proud of them. And
yeah. We're all very proud of them. Yeah.
Yes.
I think your Celia should be the governor and presidential candidate one day.
You know, when you put that in a text to her, she said, oh, you got to be kidding. We'll see if that made an impression on her. But she's brilliant and
Always has been.
Ever since she was a little girl.
And such a phenomenal person.
Yes, yes, yes. And kind.
Yes.
And compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. She's so giving.
Mm-hmm.
And while she was getting her master's, she put our whole organization in a learning,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to say it, pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got her doctorate. And she said, okay, stay with me, y'all. And she's been sharing everything at our meetings,
mm-hmm.
on how she's building our school. Our phase one is being built in August.
Uh-huh.
Phase two starts immediately, so that in 3 years we have a high school for our junior high school students to attend.
Nice, very nice.
And I don't know. She simplifies everything.
Mm-hmm.
She can see it. She can see the future, no matter how complicated it looks. She can see. She really is beyond phenomenal. And then,
so,
you know
mm-hmm. you had two books previously to Guiding Genius. What sets this book apart from your first two books? And I know you're focused on how you guided your genius, your children.
Yes, and with examples in the book,
mm-hmm.
about how I guided them with anecdotes, wonderful mm-hmm. anecdotes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love telling these stories.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a simpler book. I didn't realize that Super Learning 3000 was so complex,
mm-hmm.
Until I went back to review and decide what I was going to use from that book in this book.
Okay.
I was like, oh my goodness, this is not for parents.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. Oh my God. And this is not for children. I need to simplify it. So it feels better. It looks better.
Mm-hmm.
It's simpler. It's a simpler language,
mm-hmm.
Better examples,
mm-hmm.
I feel. So I'm proud of this book because at first I wasn't doing it at all. It took me 4 years. Because I was here, and then I had to come down, until finally I got to this book.
Nice.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Miss Emily Diane Gunter, who is the author of Guiding Genius, How to Identify and Nurture Your Child's Genius. If you haven't heard, well, she is my mentor, my older sister, who is me. She's a few years older than me, so I wasn't going to say.
But, you can. I'm proud of my age.
we're here talking about her book. And so you have many books I know you have discussed with me that you want to write. What prompted you to write this book before the other books that you want to write about?
Well, parents are asking. They're saying, can you simplify this for us? You know, they asked me. And then as I started to write, I did not realize how important it was for me to give a parent a book that parents can really get into and use with their kids.
Okay. And so you had some folks do an early read before it was published. What has been some of the feedback that you have received from your folks who were given the opportunity to peruse it ahead of time?
Yes. Well, I on the back cover, I have David Lawrence, who is the chair of the Children's Movement of Florida, and he's the founder of the Children's Trust, and a retired publisher of the Miami Herald. I figured I'd start with him, since and also I received his award, his service award from the Children's Trust that was named after him. So I asked him if he would help me with this. He said, "What great wisdom within the pages of this book, developing a mission for life, the importance of a balanced life, the joy of reading, the matter of a moral compass, life purposefulness, believing in yourself in order for your children to believe in themselves, love, understanding, and listening." I was like, oh, he really read my book and encapsulates it, you know. And then my daughter, who is the CEO of Urgent Inc., Dr. Nelson, Dr. Celia Nelson, she said, "Unlocking the boundless potential of every child begins with a commitment to interest-based learning, which is their genius, and reflective practice, the breath. In Guiding Genius, Gunter illuminates the path to nurturing and supporting your children's brilliance." And the last one on the back of our, because I had other people, you know, of course, give me their quotes, but a delightful read for parents with actionable steps and activities that can be implemented immediately and see the positive impact on their children's development. It's a blueprint for parents everywhere.
You know, you in Celia's quote, something she said I haven't heard before, but it hit me right away and I wrote it down. Interest-based learning. Define that for our audience.
Interest, okay. Most learning for all eons of time has been sit down, listen to these facts, memorize them, regurgitate them to me, and we go on to the next chapter. Mm-hmm. Our school will be where the children will come in, tell us what their interest is. We teach them how to breathe, to get to their highest self, so they can feel and be what their genius dictate. And so they can do what they love, not what somebody else wants them to do.
And let me give you a case in point to that, how you live that. Because when Kadir, your son, famous artist, when he was a teenager, you know, me being the uncle who was always there wanting the best for my nieces and nephews for them to learn. I said, hey, sis, you know, Kadir is at 14. He should be, you know, working McDonald's or wherever. And you said, no, his genius is in his art. And that's what he'll focus on. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, I get it. You know, then he spent some time with his uncle Mike in the summer times to further that genius. How did you come about to, you know, to go against the norm? Because, you know, we grew up in a grocery store, right? We grew up in a grocery store. We had to have jobs outside the grocery store. And even when we worked outside the grocery store, we had to give the house half of our income.
But, that's right.
You know, Bernie. So how did you move from you know, that state of mind that we were raised in to be more open and flexible, and really, which has worked out. You know, Kadir is now is what, 49 or whatever, but he's got a very worldwide global career.
Because I wanted to be an artist. And when I got my scholarship from American University, my parents said, you will not use your money to major in art. I was crushed. When I got to the university and I snuck and took a few art classes, the teacher knew that I was a math major. And he supported that I should be a math major rather than an art major. So he gave me one color, yellow ochre, to do all my paintings, and I couldn't use any other color to discourage me from being there rather than where he thought I should be.
And what was it? What, I mean, did he ever share with you his reasoning, or what did he see? Or?
He said, you don't belong here. He said, you, with your mind, you know, and you're a woman, and you're in math, and, you know, no, you don't belong here. You can do art anytime. Go and pursue your major.
So considering the learnings that you've had and how you raised your children, how do you expect for... What is it that the parents need to do once they read your book? How do they open themselves up to this interest-based learning versus the traditional, you know, K through 12 and, you know, college prep and then go off to get a degree or not, or grade school?
No matter how old their children are, observe them. See what they love to do. Ask them who they are. Ask your children. They'll tell you. But nobody's asking. You've got to sit down from your heart and hush and be quiet. Be quiet. Take notes on a mind map, like I tell you in the book. And as they're talking, write down all their key points of their story in a mind map. One point on each line. And then when they start repeating themselves and saying more about each line, put it under that line, cluster the information there. And you'll be so surprised on what you hear. And when you support who they are in the body, your children will have high respect for you, because you can't expect your children to be you when they grow up.
A lot of ideas are flooding in my head right now in regards to how you can leverage the knowledge that you have and share that. Are you considering to do family one-on-ones or group lectures, workshops to get people to understand how to leverage this process?
That's the new year. The new year, new ideas. I have my position at Urgent Inc. is changing. I'm the founding director of our new school for the high school. And so that work is, I have a lot of help now. I'm not out there by myself giving this message all over the world for 15 years. And so now I can decide podcasts, Zoom, one-on-one, group lectures, speeches. I went around and filled up a whole mind map. I said, ooh, the world is my oyster.
Right.
And so you know what will happen? People will invite me. Will invite me to come and speak to them. I've been invited to come to Nashville, Tennessee, to Sacred Waters conference retreat. And I'm going. And I'm taking my book. I'll have a book signing while I'm there. And they will let me know before I get there what they would like to hear from me. I will take my book, Guiding Genius. And, you know, that's where it'll start. I want to speak at the Schomburg African-American Suppository for History in New York. And I want to speak on, because Nika Carter has given me a wonderful, wonderful preface And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but basically, she wrote it from the perspective of herself and all of us being descendants of slaves. And so, therefore, don't blame. She said, don't blame nobody. Don't blame anybody. At this age, we can gain more wisdom and know that we must seriously question the value systems and traditions of the oppressor and the oppressed. And with all the newspaper and the media talking about, what's happening out here, the killings and, everybody fighting, what have you, she said, now is the time for parents and village members of all races and cultures to realize that we cannot afford to raise our children in a double-minded spaces. Ancient texts teaches us how to train a child up in a way that they will go, even when they are old, they will not depart. So much of our culture norms surrounding parenting are based on oppressive beliefs. So how we raise our children shapes how they will experience the world. We all need a better way. Emily Gunter has shared a blueprint for parenting and is the foremost, and I am one of the foremost authorities on helping people break free from the constraints and envision a brighter future. And so, using the information from this book, and the power of our mind, the power of our mind and our thoughts and our hearts, that this can, that we can now guide, the parents can now guide the children to overcome the impacts of unintended consequences of past traumatic mentality and provide them with the tools needed to become impactful and empowering adults. And therefore, with that was at the in the middle of my heart. Nika Carter has been one of my elders in the rites of passage for 30, going on 40 years. And this is a lot of our discussions, have been around how can we help? What is our rite of passage to a new way? So congratulations, those who get their hands on this book. For you to your children and to
Absolutely.
yourself.
That's right. You know, when we feel empowered, fear is not in the room anymore.
Yes.
Is in the room. So this
There's
is
the mind killer.
it is. It is. It
You
is.
know,
It is. It is.
it'll shut you down, keep you in prison, and keep you there as long as you listen.
Long as you let it. That's right.
Yes. And
So
so you breathe.
unfortunately, we're out of time.
Oh, we are.
Oh, I told you.
I'll have to come back.
If you could just 30 second last words that you want to share with the audience.
I am the gift through this book. When you read this book and share it with your children, you become the gift. When your children receive the information, they become the gift, and the gift is in the present moment. There's only one moment in time, and it is now. There's no tomorrow. There's no yesterday. There's no future. All you have in this reality is the present moment. Be the gift in this moment.
I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank my lovely sister, Emily Diane Gunter, to discuss guiding genius, how to identify and nurture your child's genius. Sis, thanks for coming on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Well, that wraps it up for this week on Leadership with Darrell W. Gunter on WSOU 89.5 FM, streaming on the net at WSOU.net. If you missed any of this broadcast, check out our podcast on Podbean, where you'll find this show and the other 350 interviews that we've done since 2009. We want to wish you to have a great weekend. So remember, leadership begins with you.